from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Come on, Red!
Hello, it is the Go Birds Podcast presented by the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook Gap. You love to play, you play to win, you bet. Bet Parks, Elliot Short, Parks, James Seltzer with you. The Parks Pick Spot. What up, pal?
Dude, I can smell training camp.
Oh, this is
like it's so almost here.
If you're a new listener, and you know that happens
welcome to
sometimes. Welcome to the pod.
Welcome to the
Thank
fam.
Thank you.
Welcome
we appreciate you. We love you. Become a real one. Really
yes.
Dive into this
Auto
whole thing.
Auto-downloader.
You
want to
go back
review.
And listen to old episodes? We won't.
We haven't asked for reviews in a while.
We haven't.
Five-star review.
That was a whole thing.
I know. We got to be better at it.
Yeah, we got to be better. We're not good at promoting ourselves.
No.
It's a real issue. We just come in and talk to each other.
Which is a shame.
Just a couple of pals hanging out.
You're so worth promoting.
Stop.
The spotlight belongs
blushing
on you.
Now.
Yeah.
If you're a new listener to the pod, Elliot has said many times, training camp, his favorite time.
Favorite time of the
year. Like, without a doubt. Like, number one favorite time.
Yes. Very excited. Been thinking about what I'm going to track this year. I do know people want the.
There have been, I will say, this year.
A lot of requests.
On the phone, more than ever.
Yeah.
I remember people ripping you. I remember the times where it was like, oh,
it doesn't matter. Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Track, you know. Well, it doesn't matter, but that's all separate.
Well, it does.
But people have turned.
People are ready.
Are fully in.
People
and people are
ready.
Like, Elliot, I want you to track under center. Elliot, I want you to track how many times him and Nick are talking on the side. Like, I feel like we've had five or six calls being like, Elliot, track this.
So here's what I think I've decided I'm going to do about the shotgun versus under center. I'm going to track it, but I'm not going to release the exact information because that feels like
a little too much.
A little too far. A little too where, like, the Eagles wouldn't like that competitive advantage thing is my thought. But I'll have it, and I'll be able to tell you.
I don't know if I like that or not.
I can't.
No, I'm kidding. Whatever's best for the team, do that.
No, but I just mean, like, I don't
want
to. All of a sudden, there's
no
training camp stats next year.
Yeah,
right?
That's a good point, too.
Yeah. So, but I do think that is going into training camp, and I know we're going to do this next week. But, like, that is one of the main things to watch, whether they're going to be in shotgun
absolutely.
Versus
the whole
under
formation
center.
And we'll get to that next week. So, for those who don't know, Elliot and I are 1 week off.
Yes.
All year.
Yes.
It is happening next week. We're both taking the same time. It worked
coincidentally,
out great.
Too.
Elliot's going to be in Maine. I'm going to be all over the place. We're doing stuff. So we will have one pod for you next week.
Yes.
And that'll be it. There are no radio shows this week or next week. But then.
Straight through.
Like, we're coming back. Training camp starting.
we're vengeance.
There. Yeah, it's just camp pods, shows. You'll be sick of us by the end of the season.
Yes.
Actually, hopefully not.
See how the season goes.
Yeah.
See how the season goes.
Let's see the Eagles and by proxy us.
Well, I always say to people, they're like, oh, you're off next week. And I go, yeah, that's because when I come back, I'm working straight to the Super
Bowl.
That's
right. That's right.
Straight to February.
Yeah. So it is. I think it's okay to take a week off. I don't think we should have to explain that it's because we're working straight through. But you know what it is? We're working straight through.
Yes.
Okay? So
agreed.
Yeah. Maybe Christmas. You think you'll take Christmas off?
Well, you know what's funny? So on Instagram, you obviously don't have an Instagram.
No.
So you would be unaware of this.
Yes.
But Instagram, much like other social media things, feeds you like content that they think you'd be interested in. Like I get a lot of like soccer jerseys and I get a lot of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce stuff. Like this is the stuff I get fed. But what I've been getting more is like images of like snow falling and it goes like 165 days to Christmas. They're like 100.
Oh, it's wholesome
content. It knows me.
I have a social media thought. I will save it for my final thought today.
Curious what it is.
Well, that's what we call a tease.
Though. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah. Is
gonna get people to listen to the whole pod and not just bail, you know?
Yes.
All right. Let's talk some birds. We will preview the NFC West as we round out the NFC with our
previews. Loser division.
Yes. Then next week, the big loser.
Yeah.
The losers, all of them.
They're not going to be a Super Bowl champion from that division.
Well, your guy Jonathan, wow. Down on Gannon.
Look, I think he could win five
down
games.
Down on Gannon.
See?
I think he'd win like six or seven.
No.
The over, buddy.
Well, I guess we'll talk about it.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to bet them to win the division.
I know. You're a hater. All you almost did was win you guys a Super Bowl.
All he did was keep us from winning the division last year.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah,
it's too good of a coach.
Yeah. It's a stupid onside kick. Smart move, idiot.
Yeah.
Jerk. All right.
Makes you wonder
you
in the Super Bowl.
We have not done much of on this pod. And it like we talked about when he signed, but we really haven't dove in to the whole Saquon Barkley thing and what we really think he's going to be here in this offense. Jeremy Fowler, I think, has probably had the strongest statement about Barkley and the Eagles offense, that the Eagles view him as it could be their Christian McCaffrey. Niners do. Let's dive in. Your thought on that specific thing, but also just the idea of Saquon. Because I know on the morning show, and I think he goes way over the top with it, but John Ritchie thinks that Saquon is going to change everything for this football team, that everything is okay because we have Saquon. I can't say that I'm there. I'm excited to have Saquon. You've been around the team. You've been around Saquon there. You're first of all, you could react to the Fowler things.
And
we
could do actually the Hard Knock stuff about Saquon.
And the Hard Knock stuff, which will be interesting to get into because I have some thoughts on Joe Shane.
I do too, actually. Yeah. And I think we're going to disagree.
Good.
Yeah.
It's always good when we disagree.
It's always the best.
Okay, so first your thoughts on the Fowler thing and Saquon as an Eagle.
So I think where I disagree with Fowler and where I disagree maybe with Richie is I think there's this perception that Saquon has to come in and be Christian McCaffrey to be worth the money and that he has to be, you know, involved in all facets of the game. And he will be. Like, he'll be in the passing game. He'll be in on passing downs. He'll be, obviously, the number one running back. But I think a difference that needs to be pointed out between Christian McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley is that Christian McCaffrey is the best player on the 49ers offense. They don't have great receivers. Debo is a great
Brandon Ayuk is a great receiver.
Yeah, okay, you know what? Let me rephrase this. Their receivers are not as good as A.J. Brown and
they're
Devontae
not, but they are. They have a top 5 to 7 receiver duo. Like, I don't think you can make this point. I think this is an unfair point.
Christian
McCaffrey might be the best player, but it's not like you could argue Saquon's better than Devontae. I wouldn't, but there are people who would say that. You know, like, it's not like the point being that I think Saquon is close to those guys for his position and all, you know, positional value aside. And my point is, I don't think McCaffrey, I think, is better than Saquon. But I don't think McCaffrey is like, I think you're completely underrating the Niners' skill positions.
So I like
George Kittle's better than Dallas Goedert.
I agree with that.
And I think Brandon Ayuk is as good as Devontae.
That's
close.
And to be clear,
I think they're similar.
I just want to be clear about something. I am with you on the Brandon Ayuk is underrated thing. If I could pick either to have Ayuk on my offense or Debo, I would take Brandon Ayuk.
But Debo's good for them.
No,
they use him right and stuff. I just think, I get your overall point, but I don't think it's fair.
Let me finish my
okay.
point. Okay. Is that the Niners rely on McCaffrey more than the Eagles have to rely on Saquon. I think the Eagles can move
the
ball.
But that's by choice is the point. They choose to rely on.
But
I don't think they have to as much as they do.
I think they have to.
I think they could use Debo more. They could use Ayuk wanted the ball more. He didn't get it enough in his mind.
I think they're doing that on purpose.
But the point is because they believe that Christian McCaffrey is their best player and gives them the best chance to win. But
like, Christian McCaffrey is their best offensive player.
I think he probably is, yes. But my point... No, he is. But the point is that I think you are underrating the other players. Like, like Debo and Ayuk, I think, are a top five tandem for wide receivers in the NFL. It's not like they only can use McCaffrey. He might be their best player, but they still have awesome receivers and awesome tight end. I think you're making it seem like they have to make a McCaffrey-centered offense because he's the only thing they got. He's not.
So I think an offense with Brock Purdy, Brandon Ayuk, Debo, and Kittle would still be very good. But I think McCaffrey is the engine that makes that offense go. I think he's involved in everything. I think they have to rely on him. He's involved in the passing game, the running game, all those things. I agree with you that Brandon Ayuk and Debo, if we went through it, are, you know, probably a top five or six receiver duo. Now, it is worth noting that the Niners, it seemed, were very open to trading both of them this offseason, which, you know, is somewhat telling. I do think Devontae is definitely better.
I think he's better than Ayuk, but my point is
but Ayuk
close.
Is very good. Yeah, I like Ayuk. I think he is a very good receiver. Like, he can go deep, like all those things. Now, I think that Devontae and AJ are both considerably better than Debo, but Debo's a different type of player, so maybe comparing them as outside receivers are not the same. But the point I'm trying to make here is that the reason I don't think Saquon has to have a Christian McCaffrey impact or will is just because I think the Eagles are going to get AJ and Devontae as like priorities more so.
It's because the Eagles don't want Saquon to be the centerpiece of their offense, essentially.
Right, because they don't need to.
But you could argue the Niners don't need to, but they do because he's their best player.
I think they need to. Like, I think
it's the smartest thing for them to do because of what
they
can do.
I think the smartest thing for the Eagles is to do AJ and Devontae.
But I don't know that that's necessarily true. I think that Saquon should be just as involved as those
guys.
All right,
let me ask you this, and this is spur of the moment question.
I think it should be all three as like
so you think it's like 1A, B, and C?
Yeah. In terms of what I would take AJ on my team first, I would take Devontae on my team first.
For the Eagles priority
list.
Right,
but I'm saying in terms of where the ball goes, who gets the ball, who the offense center on, I think it's going to be pretty even between those. I mean, Saquon's going to touch the ball more than those guys, obviously. So, but yes, I think the Eagles want Saquon to be a massive part of their offense.
So I'm not as sure about that. I think Saquon...
And that was Fowler's report. It wasn't that he thought...
It was that they feel.
It was that the Eagles feel.
Right, right. So...
And he's been very plugged in this offseason. Fowler's had some reports.
Right. So, I think A.J. Brown is a level above Saquon. Like, I think he is a better player than Saquon is.
I agree with you.
Yeah. So, like, if... And now, look, in a game, obviously during the week, they go in and they go, okay, here are plays we like for AJ against this defense. Here are plays we like for Saquon, Devontae, Dallas. And then they can put them all in. Like, that's how it works. So going into a game week, if I'm the Eagles, my priority is AJ Brown. Like, obviously, you whatever the defense plays, you adjust and you have Devontae. So, you know, whatever. But if I'm going into a game, I'm saying I think AJ is my number one target. I think the Niners go into a game and say Christian McCaffrey is their number one
yes,
guy. That's what I'm saying. I don't think this idea that Saquon's going to put up McCaffrey.
But I think that's just because of how the Eagles do business. Like, I don't think the Eagles are ever going to have a running back be their number one guy. Shanahan wants to. Again, here's what I'm saying to you. If you swapped A.J. Brown and Ayuk or A.J. Brown and Debo Samuel, I still think the Niners would run their offense through McCaffrey, even though I think A.J. Brown is probably a better football player than McCaffrey.
That's where I disagree.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that's the way Shanahan wants to run the offense. But I think that's the point.
And this is a little chicken or the egg. I think he runs it that way because he has to.
I think he went to get McCaffrey because he wanted to run an offense through him.
Because
why
he didn't have
him.
An A.J. Brown.
No, that's the way he thinks is the most dynamic offense that he can create. That's what I believe.
I mean, I'd have to go back and look. Like,
Kyle Shanahan comes from Mike Shanahan. It's always been about running the football. It's always played off the running back. It's just a new age version of it. But I think Kyle Shanahan believes that Christian McCaffrey gives him that position and that player give him the best chance to win. I don't think it's apples to apples in this situation. I think the Eagles are much more philosophically passing team than Shanahan is. Shanahan's always wanted to run the ball.
So, but we both agree the Eagles have a better set of skill players than the Niners, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so like that's when we talk about the Christian McCaffrey thing. If Saquon doesn't have 2,000 total yards or like 700 yards catching the ball, and you know, I don't think that's what they're going to require out of him. I think that they love the idea that they could lean on him if they needed to. But to your point, I think that to say, and I know we're doing what Fowler reported versus his opinion or whatever, I don't think the Eagles need Saquon to have Christian McCaffrey numbers. I think the Eagles need Saquon to do a good job running the ball.
The Eagles are going to, though. The Eagles paid him. The Eagles gave him this money. Like, I don't know.
They gave AJ and Devontae a ton of money, too.
Yeah, but I think they're going
to... Way more money
Again, nothing will be like McCaffrey. That's a unique situation. But I do think Saquon's going to get a bunch of touches. He's going to be a massive part of the offense. I think that he will be just as big a part of the offense as Devontae and AJ.
So I guess where I would go with this is, I think that Saquon is going to have similar touches to what all the Eagles running backs had combined last year.
Yeah. So he's gonna get like 20 touches a game.
Yes, exactly. And if you look at what the Eagles gave Swift, Gainwell, and Boston Scott, who really didn't get many touches, I believe off the top of my head, it was around 18 or 19 total touches a game. So I think Saquon will get a little bit more, but they are still going to be a team that goes into the game and saying, all right, AJ, Devontae, Goddard, like, they want to pass the ball. To your point, philosophically, they want to pass the ball. So I don't believe he will put up Christian McCaffrey numbers, just because I don't think he's going to get the same opportunities as Christian McCaffrey
touches per season, 21.2 last year, 19.4 the year before, 19.4 the year before that. Like, in his 2 years with San Francisco, he's had 21.2 touches per game and 19.4 touches per game.
So you think Saquon's going to be around there?
We just said 20 touches a game, right?
No, that's what I'm asking. Like,
yes, okay. I think he'll be in the 18 to 20 a game, somewhere in that range. I think McCaffrey has just been prolific in his production in those touches, but I think that the way they run their offense through McCaffrey is a different thing than the touches. Like, I think that, you know what I mean? So my point being that I think you're overrating the McCaffrey thing in comparison to Saquon in terms of, like, their offense is not only McCaffrey. It's just he's the most important person on the offense.
That's where we're disagreeing is McCaffrey is the most important on the Niners. Saquon will not be the most important on the Eagles. That's the point I'm making.
Maybe. I mean, I agree. But I think Saquon has a chance to be the most important. I think with what they do through the offense, I think they want to use him a lot. And he's going to be involved. And look, let's put it this way. There are going to be games where AJ doesn't get catches. There are going to be games where a defense...
Yeah, Saquon will be involved every single week.
So, you know what I mean?
Right. No, so. I agree with that. I just... When I heard the McCaffrey thing, I was thinking... And the touches is interesting on him, but, like, I just don't think Saquon's going to get the same chances he does. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he will get as many.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Look, I think McCaffrey's a better player. And I do think that he is more important to San Francisco than Saquon will be to Philly.
I have an over-under question for you.
Okay. On Saquon?
Yeah, so let me do this math really
quick. Well, hold on. You do the math while I tell you. The whole reason we're talking about the Bet Parks Picks Pod. Get on the Bet Parks app now. There's so many fun things to do. Obviously, there's gambling futures. We're about talking about a division. You can go back and listen to last pods. We've talked about other divisions in the NFC. So many good future bets to make. Basketball futures. If you'd listened to Elliot a couple weeks ago, you could have got the Sixers at, like, what, plus 1,400 or whatever
it is.
Now they're down to, like, plus 8 something or whatever. Like,
well deserved.
Like, bang. You just get value. That's value there. Jump on these future odds. Of course, we bet on our baseball team here in the city every night because they... Keep winning, man. Keep winning, beating good teams. And in addition, this is the beautiful thing about the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app, because if it were just sports betting alone, be like, yep, that's great. I'm in. This is awesome.
But there's others.
But you get to actually also play live games like roulette and baccarat and live blackjack games with a live dealer right on your phone. You can play hundreds of exciting online slot games like Zeus, Fantastic Fireworks, Lucky Cherry. All the excitement and action of a casino right at your fingertips. It's amazing. It's safe, simple, and easy to use. Bet Parks, the only app that we recommend here at Go Birds. And here's an incredible offer for new users. Unbelievable offer. Download the Bet Parks app, online casino and sportsbook app right now, and get up to $1,000 in casino bonus back if you're down the first 24 hours. Yes, $1,000 casino bonus back. It's an insane deal. New users only. Casino bonus must be wagered. See the website at betparks.com for all the details. You must be 21 and in PA, New Jersey, or Michigan. The gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, so last year, Christian McCaffrey had 339 total touches. So that averages out to what you're saying, like 20 a game. He played 16 games. This year, would you put... The over under on touches for Saquon, let's put it at, so if it's 339 for Christian McCaffrey, put the total touches for Saquon at 300.
Over.
Okay, so now here's my question. What would the number have to be where...
So I like per game more than total.
Well, the reason I'm going...
Just the way my brain works. Like, for me, I can't do the, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I can give you a per game, we can math it out if you want.
But. My question was going to be, how many more total touches do you think McCaffrey will get than Saquon? It's kind of where I'm at with this.
Oh, like, yeah. I don't know.
I'm saying you think it'll be like 50 more?
Well,
do you think it'll be?
It depends on health. It depends on games. If you clinch, players not running
up. Right, but just, you know.
So that's why I think we should do an average. Like, if you do a total touches thing, there's so many other factors, whereas average is average. Even if they play one game, that's the average, you know?
So 19, let's say Saquon averages 19.
I would say that Christian McCaffrey will be like 21 touches a game, 20.5 to 21, and I think Saquon will end up somewhere like 19 and a half touches.
Wow, so I put in my calculator 19 touches. I'll just do 17 games for both of them. Obviously, to your point, who knows? If he averages 19 touches over the season, he'll be 323 touches. If McCaffrey averages 21, he'll be at 357. So it's like a difference of
nothing.
20
on the grand scale of things, yeah.
Right. All right, I'll be curious to see.
I'm intrigued.
I think McCaffrey's going to be have a considerable amount of touches more. I don't know how we would define that, but like I could picture it being 70 touches more.
Wow.
But we'll see.
All right. All right. Let's get to a little NFC. Speaking of McCaffrey, NFC West and just...
Oh, did you have a Joe Shane? Are you saving that for
the end? Yeah. No, good point. Good point. Yeah. The Joe Shane thing. I mean, we could do it next pod too, but may as well do it
real
quick.
Yeah, we already teased it.
What'd you think?
I think he's being unfairly ripped.
Oh, I think he's being... I thought he was way, way too pushy, way too like... like the whole like, can you promise? You gonna promise me? You promise?
Well, I just think that's how it goes.
No,
and I do
no,
think like the cameras are involved,
about
which
it.
Is
First
part
and foremost,
of it. But...
it was very clear they're saying, "Hey, listen, we're not gonna pay you."
Yeah,
and like yes, theoretically they could have franchised him. They were never gonna franchise him another year. Like that was just not on the table. It wasn't gonna happen. So he's not like doing as solid for Zayn.
Right.
So then it's like go out and test the market, but it's like they know they're not gonna match anything. Like it's just it's all BS. It just felt like total BS. And I don't mind BS. That's fine. It's part of the job. It's the discussion.
And the cameras are there.
My whole issue is that it felt like it was for the cameras. It felt like it was playing up for the cameras. And then I did annoy me where Saquon said what he said. He's like, you promise? You promise you'll do it? You promise? It's like, yo, man. Like, you just told him you're not going to sign him. You told him to go test the market. He said he would come back to you. He said he would. Like, good. You don't need to, like, be pushy and forceful. And
so
like,
I didn't have an issue with that. I think it's fine.
Like in Jersey? Huh? Cool, man. Well, just look, I know that a lot of those things are fake, and I know that, you know, that felt like particularly fake to me and particularly for the camera.
So I was thinking that, A, the Eagles will never, ever do this in a million years. There's no shot they would allow that type of access. But
well, if they're on Hard Knocks, they have to.
But I don't think they can force you to be on the offseason one, can they?
I don't know. It seems like the NFL forces teams to do this, and the Eagles have been good, and there's all those like rules and stuff. But eventually, the Eagles will be forced to be on Hard Knocks. It'll happen.
Well, they were on the Amazon one, and there was literally nothing interesting on the entire show.
The point. Like, at some point, they'll find a way to get them on Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my point is that Hard Knocks, it is what it is, you know?
But isn't it Hard Knocks like you have to miss the playoffs 2 years in a row?
Something like that. There's some weird rules to it.
But regardless, I think that the Hard Knocks thing, it's almost you put this guy to disadvantage. Like, to have to do your job knowing you're being filmed feels somewhat unfair, right? Like, no other GM is doing that. That seems crazy.
But, you know, we do our jobs on microphones every day. Like,
I'm just saying, could you...
It is what it is.
Like, you're saying he did it differently because the cameras were there, but, like, I think every GM in the league would approach that phone call differently knowing everybody is going to see it. I think they would.
I don't know that they would. I don't.
I imagine if our pre-show meeting was filmed. I think we would act differently in there than we would.
But again, that's a different thing than calling a player to talk to them. Like,
that's a more serious thing.
If I called you to have a conversation with you, I wouldn't act differently.
You don't think if our, like, not that we say anything, like, bad.
That's the point. Like, I wouldn't have it. Like, it wasn't like a bad conversation, but I was calling you to tell you, like, that you could go test for other podcasts.
I think everyone would handle it a little differently knowing everybody's going to see it. But I don't think Joe Shane is a good GM. This isn't like a pro him take, but I think that what he's been saying makes sense. Like, I wouldn't have signed Saquon if I were them. I would ask him for one.
I think it'd be insane for them.
Yeah, exactly.
So why not just let him go? Why promise to come back to us? Promise. Like, that was all BS. You're never going to sign him. Like, that was BS.
So
that was a lie.
The other take that I had is they must still think Saquon is very good. If they were even considering it, they must really at least still think he's good.
Like, he's talented. I don't think there's anyone who doesn't think he's good.
Well,
it's
there's a shot they
could
have been like, they're around him every day. They think he's cooked. They just let him walk.
What if that was for the cameras?
What do you mean?
For the fans, because the fans like Saquon. What if
they
might not believe he's good at all, but they're like, oh, the cameras are on us. Our fans are going to see us. Let's pretend like we... So, you know what I mean? It goes both ways.
No, I agree. I think that the Giants' job they'll do this offseason was impacted by having cameras there. Like, I think like how they acted was like...
Man, do your job.
All right. If Howie Roseman was videotaped for every call...
I think
call,
Howie would do what was best for the team.
He would, but he
right.
would talk differently to people, in my opinion.
I don't know. All right, let's get to the NFC West. Kind of a weird... The Niners are massive favorites in this division. So have you seen these odds?
No.
What would you guess the Niners are?
So I'm bad at guessing these, but like, I don't know, plus 450.
Dude, first of all, that's minus, you would say.
Yes, my bad, minus, right?
There's not a single one.
That's what I'm saying, I'm bad at guessing.
So the Niners are the biggest favorite of all the divisions.
So are they minus 225?
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
There you go.
There we go.
They're minus 225. They are a massive favorite.
So
the Rams are second at plus 375. The Seahawks at plus 800. Arizona at plus 1,200.
Dude,
I'm just saying.
No, there's no shot.
What do you mean? There's teams go worst first all the time. I would not expect it. Nor, But 1 in 12 odds plus 1,200?
Look, I'm Mr. Long Odds. I'm Mr. Gannon.
Like, two guys get... Stafford and Purdy get hurt. Arizona's probably winning the division. I
don't
think
even
Seattle's
know if that's
not very
true,
good.
To be completely honest.
I don't think Seattle's going to be that good.
I agree with Seattle. But look, like I said, I'm Mr. Gannon. I'm like Mr.
Long Odds. It's just plus 1,200 is crazy. It might be the longest odds we've seen.
I agree. But it's because I think there's no shot. Like, I think the Niners could lose their quarterback, lose Purdy, and still win more games than the Cardinals.
I don't know. Cardinals were frisky last year, man.
They were frisky, but they only won two games. Like, and I know
they won four games or whatever.
Okay, something like that. One of them was the Eagles. But, and Kyler will help them. Like, Kyler is better. Plus 1,200.
Kyler's like top 12-ish, something like that.
Look,
yeah.
I guess if you want to do the anything
plus
can happen
plus 1,200
thing,
is my point. Yeah. Look, I'm not betting on the Niners. Like, minus 2.5. I don't like the Niners this year. Like, they might win the division.
I think the Rams are a good bet. Plus 375.
Rams are plus 375.
Those are long
great
odds.
It's a great bet. We like the Rams. We've been on the Rams. I'm just saying, plus 1,200 is not crazy. Like, because if the Niners fall apart, which we know can happen.
Yeah.
After losing the Super Bowl, if the Niners fall apart, like, I mean, Stafford's old, man. Like, I'm just saying anything could happen then. Like,
I just think those two teams are so much better. I think the Rams are way better than the Cardinals. The Rams are...
Well, I think they're better. I think they're definitely better than the Cardinals.
The Rams
were
not that far away from being the NFC championship.
I just think this is purely an odds thing. Like, obviously, I'm taking the... I will pick Arizona to finish fourth in the division.
Right.
I'm just saying, based on these odds, like, I think these odds are skewed. Like, I don't think that the Niners should be this huge a favorite. I'm with you on the Rams. I think the Rams... Even Seattle plus 800, I don't love them. I'm just saying that this division feels like these odds should not be that skewed because I think the Niners could have a
could fall
season.
Apart. Yeah,
that's all.
I get your point. And look, at plus 1,200, obviously neither of us think it'll happen.
Yeah,
and
throw
I love
five
long
bucks
odds
on it, and you can win 100, whatever.
I think there's a better shot Gannon's like fired halfway through the year than it is. I love Gannon, but I just think the Cardinals suck.
I mean they were frisky last year.
They were. They lost a lot
Marvin
of games.
Marvin Harrison
though.
Jr. already getting huge buzz out of camp.
Yeah. All right. I mean, look, I'm in on betting
again,
on Gannon.
I'm picking them fourth in division.
I get your point.
I might sprinkle a little on all three of these teams type of thing. Like, throw a few bucks on each of these teams. If any one of them, maybe I put the most on the Rams, but if any one of them wins, you win.
Yeah. I'm out on Seattle, I will
I'm
say.
I'm just out on the Niners,
yeah,
is what I'm saying.
My favorite bet by far in here is the Rams. I think plus 375 is long enough.
Yeah.
I think they should be closer, in my
opinion. I agree. That is my favorite bet, too.
It's like they're plus 150. Like, plus 375
plus
375
is a good bet. I agree. Yeah. The Rams are the best bet. I'm just saying, don't underrate that Cardinals bet. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Let's get to final thoughts. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I'll do my social media thing.
You want to go first, then?
So first and foremost, I have been just completely off Twitter. My phone is broken.
Dude, your phone is broken.
My phone is broken. For anyone out there, if you texted me and I haven't texted back, that's why.
So here's what I would say. I'm not saying it's selfish, but you got to get a fix for the baseball chat thing. let's just keep it real. Like, I don't think, like, just miss having you in it. You're not getting any of the texts.
I've
missed everything.
It's
just me and Jack texting back.
I know. You may as well just text each other.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, what are we doing here?
I know. I've got none of my texts.
I don't know how you're living. Like, this would drive me. I'm not even kidding.
Can I be honest with you?
This would drive me insane to the point where I would take it care of, like, that day.
Can I be honest with you?
What? It's kind of nice.
It's been pretty nice.
All right. Like, I'm just saying.
Like, I go home. I put my.
So do you get text messages?
I go home and I put my phone down.
Is this a social media thing?
I've watched more movies. Like, you know, social media things completely different. I've watched more movies. I've just been kind of just chilling.
Right.
I'm going to get it fixed because I do miss it. Honestly, can I be honest with you? Baseball guy is the only reason I'm getting it fixed. Like, I can survive otherwise.
So, like,
when
you text,
really,
like, Emily, what's happening?
It goes through. So, okay. Emily fixed it to the point where I can, like, use the text message feature. So, I can text you and it'll come up green.
Right.
Or if I am on Wi-Fi, it'll come from the email.
The seltzer thing.
So, I can still communicate with people, but I'm out on all text threads right now.
It would drive me up a wall.
I know.
I would be unable
to
function.
I'm much better without my phone than you.
I know. Like, I would be unable to function.
So, I'm going to get it fixed. I'm off next week. It's my top priority for Walmart.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Look forward to the first text in the baseball chat group.
Honestly, it's been like, it's just like, I got to go home and nap. I just haven't really.
I get
time.
It. Yeah. Just think
right,
of other
so here's
people
my social
in your
media
life,
thought. And I'm pretty much out on social media right now. Like, I use Twitter during Phillies games a little bit, and I'll tweet out pods, like retweet, whatever. But, like, I'm out on Twitter. Like, I just think it's an ugly place. Like,
I agree.
I
actually have a suggestion for you, but go ahead.
Okay, so whenever I open it, it makes me upset. Like, nine times out of ten. Like, and I can find stuff on there. I know what I need on Twitter and all that. I'm not completely out. Like, I still check it and stuff like that. But I will say, I have spent a little bit of time on Reddit. Not bad.
You're
man.
In on Reddit?
Not
okay.
bad. I'm
What's it like?
Reddit...
I'm not a Reddit guy.
So it's a lot of like lists and thought. Like, so what I've
so how do you
really
do
fun...
it? Like, so you pull up Reddit.com. Like, I
no,
never
no, no,
use
no,
it.
No. So this is the biggest key, and this is what I was missing. And Emily told me this, and it turns out there is no bigger difference that I have ever seen in anything that I've ever used between the web browser version of something and the app.
Interesting.
I just fuck it. I was like, get the app. I was like, I don't really care much. I got
right.
like the Reddit app is amazing.
What's it
like? It just flows perfectly. Like, everything works perfectly. It's very simple. It's just like it goes down
Reddit.
And then you can click it, goes away, click it, comes back. It's super easy. We're on the computer. It's just hard to read, hard
yeah,
to follow.
I never have. I can never really
it's,
get it
it's
going.
It's annoying on the
yeah.
web. It's amazing on the app. It just lists up here. Like, I'll show you an example.
But is it like? So I view Reddit as like a question is posed and like people talk
yes.
about it underneath.
Yes, that's
so when you scroll,
is.
It's kind of like topics you're scrolling through.
Yes,
like, this
so,
is you know
but there's
this.
Essentially everything. I've not.
I'm
told
sure
deep.
There is everything.
I've
yeah.
essentially just used it to like find movies to watch, be
right.
like most entertaining movies from the '70s, and
I
see what people
saying.
List
okay.
and stuff like that. But for those type of purposes, like it's pretty good, man. Like it's not social media in the same way as Twitter. It's not giving me, but in terms of like. Just when I open up my phone for dumb scrolling,
right.
you know, where it's not like I'm interacting, I'm not whatever, like looking up new books that I could read, like, oh, lists of books. Cool.
I can see it.
Is that, like, there is some utility to it.
So what I've started to do with Twitter is I've made lists.
Mm-hmm.
So like I have a list of only leads people. And so when I open Twitter, I open it with a purpose now. Like I want to see what's
yeah, so
happening.
So which would Reddit was
exactly.
actually kind of purposeful.
I think
That's
it sounds very similar. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think with Twitter too. And this is not an offense to anybody I follow, but I've followed the same 800 people on there for like 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's kind of the boring content at this
mm-hmm.
point. And I agree with you too. It's an ugly place in
just
general. Obviously.
I feel like people just go there and be mad sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
100%.
And people will like meet people. They'll be super mad. Like, you sound like a girl or
yeah,
whatever they'll
yeah,
say.
Right.
And then I'll meet them. They'll be like, hey, it's so great to meet you. I'm such a big fan.
I know,
I'm like, all right, so what are we doing here?
Twitter
like, what
is
are we doing
I agree
here?
With you. But I do think a way to, for now, I think you should stick with the Reddit thing. I'm not like trying to change because it sounds
well,
good
so,
and I like
first
it.
First and foremost, you know, my number one thing is my Kindle app on my phone. Like,
I know, you love
I've been reading even more. I've just been diving into the books. But what really the Reddit, Twitter thing, the replacement is when I've got a minute or 2 minutes to look at my phone, it's like, all right, I'm not going to dive in and read like 5 pages of my book. I'm just going to like, I need a couple quick hitters that I can look at.
Right.
Or I'm looking at it while doing something else. It's nice to just have that kind of like almost like mindless thing.
Yes. No, I'm into it. Mm-hmm. I like, because I was actually thinking of like, I would like to join like a leads, like message, like a board
yeah,
where
dude,
I could like give
Reddit's
long
probably a really good spot
I agree.
Spot
I'm going to check it out.
And it does seem like people are way nicer on Reddit.
Interesting.
Way nicer. And also, it seems that they're really good about getting rid of misinformation. Like, there are a lot of things where it's like, there was one that was really cool. It was like random facts that blow people's minds whenever you tell them.
Yeah.
A bunch of awesome facts.
That does
but
sound
there
fun.
Are ones where people would put stuff.
Sounds great for final thoughts.
Yeah. It's great for final. Yeah.
yeah.
So actually, I can give one. I'll give a really cool one. But then in addition to that, like there are spots where it's like someone will put something and it got deleted because moderator doesn't go through and like that's not a fact. Like that is like they'll leave a joke. Like
yeah,
one guy put in, did you know that if you take your intestines and line them up end by end, you'd be dead? And it's like that guy, they'll leave in
right.
that kind of thing. But if it's like someone said something that with that was supposed to be a fact that isn't.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So far so good. Here, so you go ahead and I'll find a fun little random fact.
Here's. Mine is, I have a few good ones, but I'll go with this one. So you know, and I'm sure we've discussed, like, I hate cannolis. Like, I think cannolis.
Hold up. We have not discussed this.
Okay.
So I like
I cannolis.
Cannolis. I'm fine with cannolis, but I'm never like, gotta have cannolis, but I like cannolis. I'm fine with
cannolis are the most overrated dessert.
Wow.
Like,
okay.
The whole,
good take.
Like, people love cannolis, like, I'm out on them.
Okay.
But I think the second most overrated dessert by a country mile is fudge. Like,
oh, I'm not in on fudge.
Fudge.
I mean,
is,
I'll eat it, but like,
fudge is good for a half a bite.
Half
it is
a bite, not
way
even full
too
bite.
Sweet.
Yeah.
It's like almost.
And it's also just too much.
It's so like,
it's
dude,
rich.
Some of these pieces of fudge they get like are
it's
huge.
A good take by you.
Again, it's not as good as cake. It's not as good as cookies.
Very good take.
Yeah, like
not as good as pie.
I would rather rather have a bite of fudge than a bite of a cannoli. But I think both are dessert. So we were where were we recently? Oh, we stopped at like a Bucky's, which is like some whatever. We can get that another day.
Mm-hmm.
But we bought fudge, me and Chris, on our way back from South Carolina. And like fudge looks good and you can talk yourself
it looks
into
glorious.
It. But it's just not. Like it's just not. Brownies are better. So I think fudge is an extremely overrated dessert.
This is a great take by you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
appreciate that.
I
I strongly agree with
you. Yeah, just it's fine. Like, it's just one bite, half a bite, and then that's it. I can even, honestly, if I had a full piece of fudge, I think it would, like, completely upset my stomach.
It might.
Yeah, which would, I don't want that to happen.
Why would you want that?
I don't.
Okay. I'll throw a couple facts at you just because they're fun.
Okay.
A couple I gave to Richie for facts of the day.
Yeah.
This one he used. Neptune discovered in 1846. It's only completed one orbit around the sun. Pretty cool.
Wow. I mean, I would have no idea what that would be, but that is wild.
It's wild, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What are some other good ones? How about this one? Sharks are older than Saturn's rings.
It's pretty wild.
Sharks are older than trees.
Interesting. So there was a shark before there was a tree.
Yeah, well, there's water first, remember?
No, I know, but there was also land.
Not as much.
No, I know.
Yeah, there was, but yes.
Right. I wonder how the first tree started.
How about some, there's some cool dinosaur ones. Like, hold on, this is a good one. Ready for this one? This is a good one. And then I'll stop.
People either loving this or they're
or
like,
hating it. But there's a good one. Do dinosaurs live longer than they've been extinct?
That's interesting.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
this is a good one, too, along the same idea. How about this one? The time span between when the Stegosaurus existed and when the Tyrannosaurus Rex existed, different times, is greater than when the Tyrannosaurus Rex existed and we existed. So we are closer in time to the Tyrannosaurus Rex than the Stegosaurus.
So I thought the Stegosaurus and the T-Rex were around at the same time.
Yeah, that's not true. That's like Jurassic Park.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So I'm wrong about
that. So the Stegosaurus, so by about 20 or 30 million years, we are closer to the T-Rex than the Stegosaurus. Pretty wild, right? It shows how long dinosaurs were around for.
Well, like I was saying, remember this fun fact that it's crazy to think George Washington didn't know what dinosaurs were.
That's right.
Like, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It is. I do think while we all know it happened, it is crazy to think there was an entire species on the planet that got wiped out. And is like, that is just philosophically, it's wild to think that. You know, it's like the world's lived two, I mean, multiple lives.
Well,
obviously,
Emily
but
always
two
likes
different.
To say, too, because of the way we find these with like, bones and you know, all that stuff, that like there could have been like people who rode around on like goo worms or whatever, but there would be no like a worm that doesn't have a body.
Yeah, okay,
there are creatures that existed probably that
we had no idea.
You know?
Well, an interesting fact I would be interested to know is like how many fossils are there still on the planet and what percentage have we discovered?
Mm.
Like at a certain point, you think we would discover them all.
You would think. But then
who knows?
Can we go? You know what I mean?
And how deep are they? I don't know that either. That's what I'm saying.
Deep stuff.
Yeah.
Love it. All right. I'll have another fact for tomorrow. But
I'm sure you will.
Figure something out.
Yeah.
All right. Not for tomorrow. For next week.
Next pod.
Excuse me. Next pod is coming up next week. The Parks Picks pod for next week. And then we're back. So everyone enjoy your week off. I guess theoretically, if there's some big Eagles news, we'll probably find a way to record for you.
Oh,
please. For your boys.
Yeah.
Give us a week, guys.
The only one would be Justin Simmons, but that would be debatable. Yeah.
Maybe on the next pod, we'll just mention, hey, if they sign Justin Simmons, here's our quick thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. So until next week, he's Liam James.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.